Hello, everybody. My name is Ms. Parker, and I'm with RV Project Help. Today's recording is about having a high wealth home and how you need to take care of your home and how to take care of your home. Because when you first become wealthy, there's not a lot of people that will show you how or what to do in your home. And there's so much stuff that you need to know and that they just don't tell you. And it's, like I said earlier, wealthy people think it's really funny to watch newly rich people crash and burn. So they won't tell you a lot of this stuff and they'll just let you fall on your face. Well, I don't like to do that. I want everybody, when you start out and you get your first big home, you need to know some things and to be prepared for it. So that's what this chat is about high wealth home. I'm going to play a disclaimer and then I'll get right back into it. Here we go.
The material and information contained or given on this website or audio files are for general information and entertainment purposes only. All parties on this channel are not lawyers or financial advisors. You should not rely on this material to make any business decisions. While this channel does endeavor to keep the info up to date and correct, RV Project Help makes no representations, warranties of any kind, express or implied about the completeness, accuracy, reliability, suitability, or availability with respect to the website, information product services, audio files, or related graphics contained on this website for any purposes. All due diligence is the sole responsibility of the participant.
I love Kanaka's voice. I'm always so glad to play that. He does such a great job. So again, my name is Ms. Parker, and what I'm going to be discussing with you today, this afternoon, is my document called Ms. Parker's Household Manual. And this is a 44-page document. It started out before I did a bunch of cutting on it. It started out as 60-something pages. So this is the list of contents. Now, I'm going to be posting some of these pictures and things on the website. Hold on a minute. There we go. And I'm going to be removing all of these off of the website once we're done, because this is just going to be too much clutter. So what happens is, as you go along with your life, you realize that there's things that you are going to add that you need done to your house, or your house gets bigger. And all of your household things, your jobs, this is how you usually have a head of household or a household manager or a butler. And when I was younger, I really, really, really liked having a household manager because they were more fluid. And when I got older, I was like, I don't really want to have guests. I don't want to really deal with people coming to my front door. And I really enjoyed having a butler. So that's a personal preference thing. For every 3,000 square foot of your home, you're going to need another person that works for you. For every two vehicles, you're going to need another person outside working on your cars. For every half acre of property, you're going to need three people working on your property. And then every half acre there, you're going to need another one. It's just a bunch of rules of thumb. Some properties don't require as many people. Others require more. Just depends on a lot of what is on your property and what's in your property. So the list of contents. So I started out with my manual. The first manual I ever did was because I got tired of having to call my household manager and giving her a list of things I wanted to have done. I wanted my life to get easier, not harder. So I also wanted a way of telling who did their work and who didn't do their work. And so this household management book, it's set up so that I can make lists of things to do. So let me show you an example of guest pickup and drop off. So when I have guests come, there's a page in my book. This is the information that's on the page. Okay. That's the list of things that I have my household staff has to do. Pre-arrival information gathering. LP Pinson was my closest business partner. We did everything together. So everything is Mr. Pinson and Ms. Parker. Now, we were not in a relationship. We were business partners, and it was just easier for him to mostly spend most of the time at my place because my place was like 5 times bigger than his. So I had one whole wing of my house was for me, and there was another wing that LP stayed in. And so this little document that you see right there, so that would be pulled out of the book, okay? And let me paste this. And it would say staff date and all of my books was set up like this. Nope, let's go backwards over here. A prove approved by. So just a second here, let me get this for you. File, save as, browse, then put it on the desktop. I'm gonna do staff. So that's what it looked like. That was the information, okay? And so desktop staff. And this was the document that it turned into, okay? So these all had, it was a list, okay? And the list is, you know, obtain a list of guest lists. So she put a check by it. Confirm all travel itinerary, put a check by it. So the person who did this was assigned this task. She put her name on the top and the date. And on the bottom was approved by my household staff, butler or my staff manager. Okay. And so they signed the bottom of it. So the reason why we do these kind of documents where you pull them out of the book and it would be a list of things is because at the end of the year, I want to know who did the most work. So this document, you know, they did a guest pickup and drop off pre-arrival. Once all those things were checked off, she gave it to the house manager. The house manager put it in her book. And like Christmas, Valentine's, birthdays, anytime I wanted to do a bonus for the staff, I just went to my book and I saw who did the most work. And then that's how they got to do stuff. That's how they got bonuses. That's how they got rewarded. And it made it super easy. I never had to guess, was my person doing the work or not? You know, you might have 4 or 5 people in the house, you know, maids, staff, you know, cleaners, whatever they are. And you never could tell who is actually doing all the work because you never see these people do this. Their whole job is to make your life seamless so you don't see anything. But when it comes time for bonuses or stuff, you don't know who's doing the right thing or who's not. So by having these little parts pulled out of your book and put into this kind of format, man, it made it super easy for you to figure out, you know, who's doing the good job, you know? Here's the one for master bedroom. Here's the list for the master bedroom. I mean, it was detailed. Check that the water's hot and runs clear. Fresh bar soap plays to the right of the wash basin. I mean, I was freaking anal retentive, but your staff will love you for it because now there's no, am I doing this right? Am I letting my boss down? They know every single thing on how you want it done. There was a lot of stuff in this book that I took out that was all personal because it was like, this is too TMI. You don't need to know this about me. But, you know, there was the list of contents is the introduction. And the introduction, it says, this manual is designed to give you the proper guidance and assistance to perform your duties to the best of your ability while ensuring a consistently high level of service. Gathering as much information as possible will help you with the day-to-day running of this home. The level of service in this home is expected to be 5-star level. By using your communication skills, listening, and observing, you'll be able to anticipate the needs of Mr. Benson, Ms. Parker, and their guests. Checklists will assist you in making sure that all tasks have been completed and not even the smallest task has been overlooked. These lists are in the household records book. This manual is to give you all the household schedules in one document. This document was given to gardeners. It was given to people that did my auto care, people that took care of my pool house, people that took care of my house. If you were hired as staff, you got a document. You got a household manual. 60 something pages and you only worried about the things that applied to you. And part of why this is, I'm talking to you guys about this now is because this is something you need to think about because it, once this takes off, you won't have time to write one of these things. So you need to start thinking about how do you want your life set up now? So there's my introduction, my grooming and guest relationships. So I believe that appearance is extremely important if high standards are going to be maintained. My staff wears uniforms and uniforms are, sometimes people hate them, sometimes people love them. Staff that love them, like them because they don't have to stress about what they're wearing. They show up at work, they go change into their uniform, and everything's great. And people that come to your home, the first impression, it really does go a long way. Personal cleanliness, good presentation, and a genuine and polite aim to please approach are very important. I've hired a wait staff. I know now I will hire off-duty super yacht staff because they know how to do all this. Like from the get, they know exactly how to treat people, 5-star, 6-star, 7-star service. So my rules are for my staff is try and anticipate the needs of Mr. Pinson and Ms. Parker and their guests. Make their guests feel pampered and welcome. Always address the guests by their name, Mr. Smith or Mrs. Smith. Do not discuss personal problems with guests. Don't even let the guests, if my guests come to me and say, hey, you've got this and this, I heard one of your staff saying, you'll be released. I would release my staff and I'd give them a year advance pay. Yeah, a year severance pay. I was not cheap. I was very, 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 very good with severance staff because I wanted them to shut the hell up and go away. Be cautious of voice levels and noise while working in the rooms, kitchens, and hallways. The goal for your staff is to be unobtrusive. That's the key to service. Remember, you see nothing, you hear nothing, you say nothing except answer a question directed at you. Respect their privacy. Use your judgment when conveying information to Mr. Pinson. If the matter is not urgent, leave a note for him clearly stating what it is you need to know. Wear appropriate clothing while Mr. Pinson and Ms. Parker and their guests are in residence. Dark blue trousers with a white golf shirts to be worn daily. Long sleeve white shirts for dinner service. That was for male or female staff. Items in your pocket must not create a bulge or be visible. And some of these rules, some of these pieces of information come up just because of silly things. Like LP was a stink pot. He would say, oh, what have you got in your pocket? Are you happy to see me? I mean, he would say just stupid jokes. It just drove me nuts. So I just made it part of my book. Don't do that no more. And that way he can't tease you because LP's rotten. Do not address Mr. Pinson or Ms. Parker and their guests with your hands in your pocket. This was something that drove LP nuts. I didn't give a damn if they had their hands in their pockets or not. A lot of these rules come up because of how you personally feel about it. This is your house. This is your staff. And you want it done your way. You know, if you want sugarcoat, you know, go see Willy Wonka because it's no sugarcoating at my place. I want it perfect. I have heads of state come visit me. I have other inventors come and visit me. I had, I had one of the princes of Ghana come visit me. So my staff doesn't know who my guests are. They don't know if somebody is coming over that, you know, it's just another stoner buddy, or if it's a real high-end guest. So I ask them, please treat everybody the same. You know, treat everybody the same as if they are very high-end guests coming, because number one, you're paid well. Number two, it will be reflected in your year bonus. If you treat the staff and you do the things I'm asking you, I have no problem reflecting that your high level of expertise in your bonus at the end of the year. And I meant it. And I did it. do not chew gum. That's one of my biggest pet peeves, is a staff that chews gum looking like a cow. If you're working, attending to guests or house people, cell phones need to be placed on vibrate. I never wanted any of my people to have their phones ring. Now, this was different, of course, if one of my staff members says, hey, Ms. P, my daughter's having a baby. I need to have my phone on. No problem. Or, you know, hey, Ms. P, my husband is, you know, returning home from the military and the ships are going to come in. By all means. You have to be, you can't be unreasonable. I mean, you can be unreasonable. You won't be able to keep staff. But you want to try to work with your people and be realistic with, you know, don't be a total asshole if there's a way to not be an asshole. Because these people, your staff, you want them to work with you for years. It's so much easier to have staff that are with you for 5, 10 years. You know, it's way easier. It your life becomes seamless when you have long-term staff. You want to hire people that you like because you don't want to be replacing staff all the time. It sucks. avoid using strong perfume or aftershave lotion. LP couldn't, I mean, he would break out in hives from too strong of perfumes. So that I put that in there. I don't care. I like, you know, be strong, baby. You know, if you're going to wear perfume, make it count. That's how I feel about it. But for him, he was too sensitive. So we put that in there. Again, all these different things that are in my book come from a reason. I don't just put them in there because I want to be an asshole. They're for a reason. I don't want my staff to be up my butt all the time. So I have the biggest rule is, if you got questions or concerns, go through the estate manager or go through the butler and smile. That's it. That's the whole nutshell, most important rules of my whole house. That's it. It's not very bad, and it's not very much. Now we go, and then I take everything, I break it down even farther, because When you give people good guidance, you show them where the bar is, and then they always try to find the bar. You know, the right ones will, and it'll make your life so much easier. I mean, super easier. You want your staff to realize what you say is as important as what you do. And I ask that, I swear like a sailor, and I'm trying very hard to not swear like a sailor. And I ask that my staff have good diction, speak properly, and they exclude swear words and slang. Now, LP was, he wasn't too bad about, he actually, when I come to think about it, LP, he only said, the N-word that just drove me nuts. He's a black man, so we would argue over this all the time. But, you know, we've been friends for 20 years. We get to argue over shit like this. So I would tell my staff, I said, just pretend you're working in a five-star hotel and that Mr. Pinson and Ms. Parker are guests in your hotel. So you don't say, yeah, you don't say, sure, you don't say, no problem. You don't say, you bet, you don't say, gotcha, you don't say, right, you don't say, I don't know, okay? You do say, yes, Mr. Pinson, of course, Ms. McRae, or Ms. Parker, or, you know, whatever my butler's name was, my pleasure, no trouble at all, with pleasure, would very, very pleased to, you're quite right, I don't have any idea, but I will find out immediately. And when I told my staff, I said, if you guys get compliments, what you say is you're very kind. Thank you, Ms. or Mr. I enjoy doing it. Be gracious. Okay. Be gracious. Some high-end individuals that will come see you, they have been wealthy for years. And it's almost like they have asshole on speed dial. They can turn into an asshole to your staff really, really quickly. And it used to drive me nuts, but that's old money versus new money. New money is a lot nicer to the staff than old money is. So I told my staff, I said, listen, I don't give a crap if it's your fault or not. So if somebody's criticizing you or a guest is saying you're doing something wrong, just say this: I'm very sorry, it won't happen again. It was completely my fault. I'll make the changes immediately. Most of the time it was unusual for my guests to be rude or picky, but I say, look, follow these guidelines and let me know about it. I'll make it right for you later. And I did. I would give my, you know, if somebody was an asshole to one of my staff, I'd give them a day off, or I'd do something nice for them, because it's rare that you have guests that do that, but it seems like the guests that do turn into ass wipes are the ones that you are trying to do some kind of deal with, and it's a power play with them. And I just like tell my staff, deal with it and I'll make it right later. Just deal with it and get these ass hats out of my house. And that I was really good in that part to my staff, but I was really an idiot with my staff in other areas, because I didn't have a clue how messy I was. I didn't have a clue how much work I actually made my staff by on accident. So when you have a staff that works with you and wants to work for you, it's really awesome, because everything runs really, really smoothly. If you have a really big home where you're living in wings, like, you may live in one wing for half the year because it's set up for the winter time, and then you live in the other wing of your house. It's set up in the summertime for the summer. So, you know, so there's a lot of ways you can set up your household to make it easier for both you and your staff. I asked my staff to speak respectfully to guests with this kind of thing. You know, you've got the guests set up, you've got their luggage unpacked, and you're just ready to leave their presence. And you say, if I can be any of additional assistance, let me know. Is there anything else you might need? I'm very pleased that you enjoyed your stay. When they leave, if they come and you recognize them, it was lovely to see you again. Ask for permission to come into a room. Greet people when you come into a room, because I need my staff to work. Excuse me, I keep trying to hiccup here. I want my staff to work fluidly with the guests in the house. And if I'm working with other inventors, like some inventors are crazy. They don't want anybody to hear one word of their projects. They'll stop speaking as soon as staff walks in the room. And so my whole goal was for my staff to be fluid so that my guests in the house never even paid attention to staff because they were so fluid. Sometimes they did a really good job and they were really good like that, but other times not so much. So this is what's in the catalog. It says, Miss Parker is a creative and an artist. She's often totally unaware of the comings and goings of staff or guests, as she has laser focus when she's working, and this has resulted in utter disaster when staff do not speak when they enter the room, because I don't even know they're there. You do not need to expound in any other subject unless asked. I just need to know that you're there. So just say, just let me know that you're coming in. You provide your service and ask, is there anything else I might do for you? And if not, then just leave. And that's the best way to work with me. And by putting these kind of pieces of information in a document for your staff when you first hire that staff, it makes their life so much easier because they don't have to guess. Every owner, every homeowner, every person, high wealth person, they all have different ways of doing things. And staff, when they get to a new home, a new person, they don't know how that person does things. So by actually writing it out, it takes, you know, you can be on point with your staff in 3 weeks, where the first staff that I had, oh my God, it was miserable. The first year I was like, just hated all these people in my house. And after I started learning how to use a house manager and using a butler, man, it just flew. Everything was so easy, super easy. So answering the phone, I've had deals done because of my staff, how professional they are when they answer the phone. It tells the caller how your staff answers your phone, tells your callers what the standard of service is expected in your home. So when I have my staff answer the phone, I say, listen, the quality of your voice is the most important. The person on the other end of the line can't see your expressions. They can't see your gestures. So any impression that that person gets comes completely and entirely on the voice of the staff that answers the phone. This is the reason why my butler is the only one that answers my phone. My house manager is the only one that answers my phone. I don't even answer my phone. I don't answer my phone ever, because if I'm working on a project or if I'm writing or if I'm doing some kind of creative work, I don't sound like I'm there. I really don't give a shit. And that's not the way I'm supposed to be. He's supposed to be on point with phone calls, and I'm not. So why answer the phone? I just quit answering the phone after I figured out that my butler or my house manager did a way better job than I did. I just quit answering the phone. My butler did it better than I could. My butler answered the phone in 3 rings or less. And there was 2 lines. One line was, you know, if one line rang, it was for me because it was the people I gave that phone number out. And there was another line that rang, it was for LP, and he only gave that number out. We had 2 different phone lines. And so he'd say, you know, good morning, good afternoon, evening, Pinson Parker residence, depending on what phone line was ringing. And if I tell my butler, look, I don't want any phone calls, then he would say, Miss Parker's not available. Can I take a message? And he had a little phone message slip thing there, and it had the name, the date and time of the call, the telephone number, including the area code, and then he would take that message and he would put it on the pantry countertop if it was for LP, and if it was for me, he'd go put it on my desk. I knew that at the end of the day, the last thing I did is go by my desk and see if there's messages. It made it easy. It made it slick, super slick. And there was no stress with getting messages. Everything ran like a well-oiled machine. And then if I wanted to have phone calls, he would say, you know, may I ask who's calling? Just one moment, please. And then he would ring whatever extension I was at, depending on what room I was in, and let me know who was calling. There was a, I had an old phone system. It had a do not disturb setting on the phone. And when I was moving from one place to the other or coming in from one place, you know, I've been on a trip, I'm coming back to the house, I'd have them do the do not disturb setting on the phone system for 24 hours. Because when I was traveling, I was always so tired because I would be running so hard and I didn't want anybody to hear me or talk to me when I was not at my best. So I would tell my butler, that was part of the protocols of when I was arriving at the house, is put the phone on do not disturb and leave it for 24 hours. And it just made everything really a lot easier. My staff was instructed to never, ever tell anybody where LP was or where I was. They never tell our whereabouts, because if people know that your whereabouts, then it makes you a target to be stolen or taken. So my staff never told anybody, you know, they'd say, oh, she's not there. Well, where is she? Well, we're not at liberty to say, I'll get a message to her. So that was the easiest way to deal with that. Sometimes I had people that call that were insistent. And usually the ones that were the worst were school teachers wanting to talk to me about Sharon. I had two daughters. If I'd have had the second daughter first, I'd have never had a second daughter. Oh, Lord, that child made my life crazy. And so the teachers would want to call because Sharon had done something awful in school. And you know, my staff, especially my butler, would never, you couldn't bully him for nothing. He'd just get real English and proper on your butt. He was very firm. They would advise me if, you know, anybody was rude to them or tried to bully them, and I dealt with it. Listen, if somebody's being a jerk to you, if somebody's being rude to you, you don't deal with that. You just be firm, get off the phone, and let me know that somebody was a jerk to you. I had one of the requirements is if they've got a strange phone call or a strange inquiry, my staff was told to let me know, because stalking is real. And if you, some of the first ways that you can tell you've got a problem with a stalker is they call you. So it was required if you got any, you know, strange phone calls or something, that I said, you know, you gotta let me know. Security was paramount. The entrance gates to the property was always closed when LP was not in residence. When he was there, often we'd leave the entrance gates open, but I never felt secure in that. The house was too big. It was too big for me. And when LP was not there, I never really felt safe in that house. So when he was there, the rules were a little different for the setup of the house. I posted earlier the pre-arrival information gathering. One of my staff, sometimes it was the butler, but it usually was the head housekeeper, would get a list of all the guests who were going to be, you know, if we having an event at the house. I'd get her the list of who's going to be there. Her job was to confirm all the travel in itineraries and set up special requests, dietary requirements. I'm a glass blower, and so I blew vases and little ornate glass things, made little gifts for people. I had a gift closet that gifts were numbered, you know. And so if I wanted somebody to have a gift on their bed, my staff would take care of it. They'd go to the closet and pull something out. I had staff waiting for people for pickup and drop off at airports. My staff would double check arrival information. They were required to have a written copy of the guest travel itinerary, not just on their phone, but actually a written copy. They had information of the number of people in the party that was supposed to be there. We had, you know, you had a sign made for every guest that was coming. They would greet their guests by name, and they introduce themselves. My staff would introduce themselves. I always had my butler go because, you know, luggage is heavy, and I never wanted female house staff to go pick up guests. It was always male house staff. They were to go to the luggage pickup and gather luggage. They let the guests know how long it was from the airport to the house. I often had in the limo, I had little papers that had the demographics of the area, of what is in the city, how far the trip was, you know, all kinds of stuff that your guests might want to be curious about. But, you know, I never had, they, most guests won't talk to your staff. So it's better to just have all that information in the back seat with the guests. I had my staff escort guests to their rooms. All my rooms, all my house rooms had names for each room. And so that made it easier for staff to know, you know, I'd assign people to every room, and then, you know, we'd just use the room name to staff to know where to put luggage at. And sometimes, you know, we always have the staff offer to unpack luggage. Most people don't want that, though. Back in those days, you know, the telephone system was a telephone line system with six lines. And so we'd have the guests, you know, show how to use the telephone. We'd show them, have my staff would show them how to use the remote for the television. We had a little paper that, you know, here's an emergency contact form. You know, if you're going to be here for, you know, a couple of weeks, can you fill out this? So if there's something that happens, you know, we can get a hold of somebody to help you. We'd ask the guests if they had any food allergies. We'd ask the guests what they wanted served for breakfast and what time they wanted breakfast at. Everything else was on a group time. And so that's how my staff would treat guests. I had, you know, I would be gone for a couple months at a time, and then I would come home. And so there was a list of preparations for when I came home. So I liked my room set pretty chilly. I liked my room set at 60 degrees, LP's at 65. And so before I showed up, there was a list of things that my staff would check on. So what would they check on? They check all light fixtures, make sure they're working, make sure all the light bulbs work, make sure the shutters are all closed, make sure the remote controls for the television are working, and check to make sure they're not weak or put new batteries in them. The telephones were set on do not disturb. I had them set my alarm clock for the correct time and date. I like to get up at 8:30 in the morning, so my alarm clocks were always set at 8 o'clock. And I had two lighted pens on each side of my bedside table. I had large and small notepads with my insignias on the bedside tables. I had eye masks, one on each side of the bedside table. had a box of tissue, a flashlight with new batteries, bottled water and drinking glasses on both bedside tables. That's how my master bedroom was set up. So there's things in there that, you know, think about how you want to wake up. What do you want to have on your bed? I like those little, for the years, I had them put those little cream de mint sticks. I had asked to have them to have cream de mint sticks on the bedside table until I realized, you know, all that chocolate's not good for me. So you can ask for anything, anything. You can set up anything that you want for your pre-arrival preparations. You just have to write it down. And all of these things, just like I said, it just makes it super easy for your staff to take care of you and not have to worry about, am I doing the right thing? Is the boss happy? They know you're happy because they're just following a checklist. And like I said, it makes it really, really easy. So household checkoff list. That's a master. Oh, the household checkoff list is kind of the same. The master bathroom. Check that the hot water is hot and runs clear. Fresh bar soap to the right of the wash basin. 2 fresh washcloths on the wash basin and 2 in the shower. Electric toothbrush, replace the head every 4 weeks. New toothbrush placed in clean drinking glass to the left of the washman. Toothpaste needs to be more than half full. If less, replace. Mouthwash, razor and shaving cream. The shaving cream should be more than half full. Electric razor plugged in and charged. Tissues, replace if less than half full. Q-tips, round cotton pads. Clean all fixtures, shower, and steam room. A new pair of exfoliating gloves in the shower. Tidy and replace any toiletries that are running low. 3 large blue towels. Yeah, I went so far to say the color of my damn towels. And 1 hand towel to be ready for massage in the towel room. Shutters must be open in the towel room, in the massage room. Mr. Pinsons, this is LP. I was bad, but LP was worse. Gillette Mach 3 razor with extra blades. Change blade after every use. Shaving cream, Kells Close Shaver Squadron, Secret Original Solid Deodorant, Handcrafted Soap, Noxzema Plus Face Wash, Facial Moisturizers, Kells Ultra Facial Moisturizer, Aqua4 Hand Cream, Bath & Body Works Lotion, Bubble Bath & Shower Gels, Variety Plus Mint, Shampoo and Conditioner, Biolage, Nexxus Simply Silver, Hair Finishing Cream, Paul Mitchell, Lancome Sunscreen. I'm telling you, we were bad. Basically, every single thing that you use, you have it right there on your list. And they just go down. They just check the list off. It makes it really, really easy. My bathroom. Man, I haven't read this in forever. 2 big white bath towels next to the bath. Soap, shampoo, and bubble bath by the side of the tub. Check the water is hot and running clear. We had a tap. We had a well, so the hot water didn't always work. Water must be directed to the faucet and not the sprayer on the tub. I've had that happen before. Turn it on and spray myself in the face. Oh, that makes Parker cranky, cranky. 2 fresh washcloths on the wash basin and 2 next to the bathtub. Fresh bar soap placed to the right of the wash basin. Electric toothbrush. Mouthwash. Q-tips, round cotton pads, on and on and on. Photographs to be placed. I had photographs that I only wanted when I was on premise. When I was not on premise, all the photographs in the bathroom got put away. I don't know why I did that. I liked it. Facial moisturizer, Lemire, Kills foam mask, Kills cucumber toner, Kills washable cleansing milk face wash. Lemure Eye Balm, Evian Face Mist, Clarins Cream Mask Velt Body Shaping Cream, Little Fat Girl, Lancome Exfoliants Gel, Clinique Deep Comfort Body Moisturizing Body Lotion, Aqua4 Hand Cream. I had guest rooms, had a checklist. Bed linen must be fresh. Because sometimes the guest rooms didn't have guests in there for a couple of months. So you change a bed linen. All light fixtures working. Remote control. Eye masks on both sides of the table. Small bouquet of fresh flower. Gifts if indicated by Mr. Pinson. Selection of fresh fruit. Side plate. Fruit knife. Napkin. Flashlight with new batteries. Closets must be cleared. Check there are sufficient wooden hangers that are hung evenly. That gives you an idea of the degree of how much care I had in my house. And this was set up every single time somebody came to stay in the house, the guests in the house. Therefore, the exterior, my list had pressure wash the pool deck, sidewalks, terrace, and patios. Pressure wash outdoor furniture. Place cushions on the pool and terrace furniture. This is when we show up. This is all the stuff that they do before I get there. Check that the pool water temperature is between 82 and 88 degrees. Float in the pool is inflated. Pool toys are clean and in working order. Pool lights working. Towels in the wooden baskets. Telephone is connected in working order and the landscape lights work. Wash the windows. Check vents for holes where spots, I had a dog named Spots, could get out. Make sure the awnings are clean and working. The cabana. Check the computer will access the internet. Place paper in the copier. You have plenty of pens and papers in the cabana. Tidy the desk, but do not throw away any papers. The stereo in working condition. Two bathrobes and hand towels in the bathroom. Fresh bar, handcrafted soap placed by the right of the wash basin. New toothbrush and toothpaste placed to the left of the wash basin. Clean drinking glasses. So there was a full list of things that need to be done. Vehicles and bicycles. Drive all vehicles to make sure they're in good running condition. No flat batteries. Check that cars are full of petrol, never below 3/4. Place a $100 bill in the glove compartment or the center console of each car. Two bottles of water, small notepads with pens, box of tissues, two pair of sunglasses. Check that bicycles are clean and tire pressure is correct. There was, interior, living room, plump the cushions, check the stereo system and headphones are working. Clean and tidy all tabletop surfaces. Surfaces, tidy up magazines, throw out fashion magazines over 2 months old, place books that are lying around back on bookshelves. There was stuff to do on the computer, there's stuff to do in the kitchen. General, buy the Las Vegas Recorder newspaper and the Post, New York Post, fetch the Daily Mail and put it on my desk. How to work the TV instructions next to the television. TVs and I hate each other. Daily duties in residence, called boss on. Buy newspapers. Check that there's gas in all the vehicles or more than 3/4 full. Make sure there's $100 in glove compartments or center console of each vehicle. I had a safe that had a stack of $100 bills in there. It was just to make sure that there was money in the cars. The pool area, the cabana, the kitchen, make coffee, wipe down countertops and cupboard doors, take out the trash. Check that Spots has food and water. That's what this whole thing was about, was making sure the house is on point every time you show up and every time you leave. I had a pre-arrival shopping list. There was stuff I liked to eat. And so I hated the fact that I had to tell my staff every time I came, here, this and this and this and this. So my shopping list. Half a gallon of regular milk, 1/4 2% milk, 1 4-pack European butter, large container Danone yogurt, 2 Del Monte pineapple chunks and heavy syrup, a tub of cottage cheese, 1 dozen eggs, 1.5 pounds of Boar's Head Swiss cheese, Häagen-Dazs ice cream. I wanted chocolate, coffee, vanilla, and strawberry. 4 flavors, fresh produce, 2 green vegetables, clean baby spinach and green and medium greens, 4 ripe tomatoes, grape tomatoes, 3 avocados, European cucumber, iceberg lettuce, romaine lettuce, fresh baby carrots, fresh rosemary, fresh thyme, dill, fresh mint, Italian parsley, olives, scallions, garlic, sweet onions, red onions, sweet potatoes, 6 baking potatoes, ginger, 6 oranges, small bunch of seedless grapes, a couple of mangoes, six ripe bananas, berries, Fiji apples, one watermelon, four lemons, and figs, and depending on the season. Then there was fresh meat and poultry. There was a list of beverages, breads and cereals and baked goods. Stop at Mr. Italiano's market for homemade mozzarella, Parmesan cheese, smoked salmon, laughing cow mini cheeses. I mean, everything that I liked was in the house when I showed up. Everything. And then when I left, it was, you guys can take all this. Take it home, split it up. The butler or the house manager, he would, you know, give everything away that wasn't eaten while we were there. So I would have fresh food. You know, it went down to pharmaceuticals, aspirin, Tylenol, Aleve, cough medicine, NyQuil, cough drops, bandages, antiseptics. I mean, I had a list of every single thing that I could possibly need in my house that they checked before I got there. Then I had a cleaning schedule. This is to give you an idea, like a cleaning schedule, really? This is what I had set up for them to clean daily. This is my daily schedule. This is what they did every single day. Okay. And then I had a schedule for, you know, weekly. This is my weekly schedule. This is my weekly schedule. And it takes a long time to write one of these things. It takes a really long time. But what it will save you in stress is just unbelievable. The amount of stress that you don't have anymore, because you don't have to worry about it. Once you write it in your book, it's done. And then once every 6 months or so, sometimes once every 3 months, I sit down with my butler or my head of household, and we go through the book. We make updates to the book, and then we leave it alone. There's the cleaning schedules, weekly cleaning schedules for each month. Week one, week two, you know, you're missing week three and four. You can barely see them. And then every 6 months, you have a whole list of things that you do for your spring cleaning and summer cleaning. And I'm telling you guys, it just makes everything super, super easy. Hold on just a minute, please. Sorry about that. But this is the easiest way for you to take care of your house and not have to stress about anything. This is maintenance schedules. Here's your maintenance schedule. And it just gives you a whole way of dealing with your house that makes everything super simple, that you really don't have to think twice about it. It's all there. Your staff can take care of it, whether or not you're there. I have stuff that I do every 6 months that, whether or not I'm there, the staff takes care of it. Does anybody have any questions? Well, I hope this helps, but taking the time to write out one of these documents makes life a lot easier, both for you and your staff. And it'll save you hours and hours and hours of time as you're coming in and out of your property, especially if you have more than one property. I hope this helps you, and thank you for hanging out in here listening to this, and God bless you, humanitarians. We are the people the world is waiting for.